Hey, it's Lucas.
And I'm Jacob.
Bros Before Hoes Podcast.
Welcome back to the podcast. It's Lucas and Jacob, and this is the internet phenomenon, Bros Before Hoes.
Hello. No one knows how we got where we are now, but we'll hail, and that's why it's a phenomenon.
Internet sensations.
Yeah, we'll hail. Hello, everyone. Clap, please. Give us the applause, because we live for the applause.
Speaking of clapping, did you know that HBO made a box so you can clap yourself in it?
Like,
they made a masturbation box.
Everyone
thinks it's an April Fool's joke, but it's kind of random because it's November. So like maybe this accidentally came out too early or something, but they actually have a cardboard box. It has holes in it, and apparently it's for dorm rooms, and you can just watch your own show in there, maybe fiddle, just do whatever, you know? In the privacy of a box, if you have to share a room with someone, family vacations, dorm rooms, camping.
Oh, so it does not... So it just is like a box.
Yeah, okay, it's literally just a cardboard box.
I thought it had something in it. You know, like I thought it had like tools or something, but it just is a box to put over your crotch area.
It's just a cardboard box.
How much is it?
I don't know. This is why I think it's just a fun troll. Just like, you know, a meme.
Oh, okay.
Like there's no, I watched the YouTube video, but it never once said like, oh, it's for sale. So...
What made you, like, think about this? Like, did you search, like, masturbation box?
It was just, like, you click on one thing, it leads to another, and you find out that last Wednesday, apparently, HBO released a masturbation box.
Oh, I mean...
So if any of you are in dorm rooms, or maybe you share a bedroom with your family or something, and you need to find time to do this, you could DIY one of these cardboard boxes.
Yeah, you just order something big from Amazon... And or go to Lowe's.
I order, yeah.
Yeah, and then put your body in it.
It can really easily be lifted off. That's the only thing.
Wait, but how did they create it? Well, you can lay in it, but you can't see anything. You know what I mean? Because did they do a cutout for
that? They cut out like spaces for your leg.
Oh, okay. So it would take some DIYing, but yes, pretty easy.
You're laying on the bed. A cardboard box is over your head all the way down to your knees. And all of that is covered. So it's kind of like you're in a little movie theater.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't even have to be gross. It could literally just be watching old Victorious episodes.
I know, and then
not masturbating, you know?
You just want to box over it just so no one judges you. Even though no one would judge.
Privacy, feel like you're in a movie theater. So many options.
I think that's a good item. I want to buy it. I'm not going to buy it because I don't need it, but it's cool. It seems like a troll, though. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. It doesn't seem like they actually would release that. It seems like they're trying to, like... But I guess it doesn't need to be April Fool's, because I feel like there's always troll. I feel like the internet made troll, like, fooling everyone a good thing.
But didn't it seem like this didn't really... I never even saw this on Twitter or anything last week, or did I miss it?
I didn't even know this was a thing.
So maybe they haven't fully pushed the troll yet. I might have found the troll before it becomes a troll.
Oh, yeah. They should make it more high-tech by, like, adding a fuzz noise in the inside. So then if you actually masturbated, you can't hear anything.
So there's, like, a buffer noise as well.
Yeah, like, zing, zing. Like, no, like, it's not an annoying sound. It's like...
Zzz. Just like a fan.
Yeah.
But
so something simple like that.
I actually think I might have... I found an article about this before, because when you click on the video, the YouTube video, it's unlisted. So it's not fully public yet.
Wait, so they're just testing it out?
I have no idea.
Because unlisted is when you can only view it with the link, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you're onto this and no one else is.
I might be.
Like, you're the only one find out about this. So you need to buy 1,000 of them and sell them.
You guys, please use my discount code, Lucas, below, to buy your own HBO clap box. Where you can give yourself the clap.
I thought that when you first mentioned that, the first thing that came to mind is like the STD or something called the clap.
Oh, yeah. I think I mixed it up. For some reason, I thought clapping was another word for like sex. And I realized, oh, that's just another word for an STD.
Because like, don't like...
What is the clap?
I don't know. I just remember learning about it in whatever, like sex class or health, I mean. And
they said, don't get the clap.
Yeah. And like, they said that there's this thing like where like, if you get it, like, fluid comes out of your penis, and then you have to clap your penis to let it come out.
Wait,
I've never had it. Like, you literally
learned this in health class?
Like, I don't know. I think they taught us this. And, like, so there's a hat bag between my hands, and you have to clap it.
Even it spews out the venom?
Yeah, but, like, that's, like, the way... this is real, I'm pretty sure. But you obviously have to go to the doctor if you have that. But that's, like, a way to, like... Because it itches or something? Like, it itches or something.
If you don't want to go to the doctor, you clap it out.
I feel like I know too much about this. But, yeah, something about clapping.
Jacob has the clap. And if you watched or listened to our podcast last week, we talked about privacy screens. How'd that even come up?
Yeah, I don't know how that came up, but... we just were talking about how it's funny, but was our podcast?
If you guys don't know what we're talking about, the iPhone protector screen that not only protects your iPhone screen, but also makes it so, like, from side views, you can't see what's on the screen.
Yeah, so, like, it's, like, always having your phone at the lowest brightness.
Yeah, no one can see it unless you're directly in front of it.
Yes, and we were talking about it last week because we just... find them interesting, and we understand it, but not fully.
Yeah,
like the full reason why people have them.
But somebody wrote in, and they said basically privacy screens ruined their entire relationship.
I read this, and I was like, "What? It's a big story, guys."
She said, "A couple of years ago, I had a girlfriend who was the best. Like, literally, I thought we were gonna get married. She was one of my first serious girlfriends. So I got carried away a little, but everything was just too perfect." One day I was sitting next to her on the couch and we were scrolling through our phones and I look over my shoulder and her screen is dark. So I say to her, "It's so weird in this lighting. I can't even see what's on your phone screen." And she's just like, "No, that's just my privacy screen." At first I had no idea what that was and I was like, "Whatever, that's cool." But just the mere fact she had a privacy screen made me become very superstitious. So basically she said, like, just because the girlfriend had the privacy screen just made her so suspicious. Like, wait. Oh my God, like, what are you trying to hide? So then it basically just made them she lost complete trust over time. And eventually she ended up cheating on the girlfriend with the privacy screen.
Yeah. So I read this. So basically the other girl had the privacy screen. So then it led, like, I don't know how long it took, but then she ended up cheating on the other girl because
she just thought she's cheating on me.
Yeah. So then
because of the privacy screen.
That's
yeah, so she, crazy. In her mind, she was like, well, this privacy screen girl's cheating on me, so I'm just going to cheat on her now. And then, which ruined her whole relationship. And yeah, she's basically just blamed it all on the privacy screen.
So
when really she did cheat, though. So, like, we can't give her full credit, but.
But I guess even.
That is a good excuse. Yeah, though. I guess all on the privacy screen.
Because when you read it, I'm not even thinking about their cheating. I'm like, privacy screens are so bad.
Yeah.
But then when you get down to it, like, she did cheat.
Yeah,
but
she's the one who cheated. So technically she ruined the relationship, but
the privacy screens, the catalyst to that.
The privacy screen was how it all started with, if the girlfriend didn't have a privacy screen, would she have cheated? Maybe not. Or maybe she would have, and she's just using that as an excuse.
For some reason, this reminds me so much of, like, a QVC intro to a product. Like, we're so against privacy screens that we're reading this, and then we're going to introduce a screen that doesn't, like, just a glass screen protector. And say, this is what you should get. Yeah, like, this is what you should get. Just to, like, really lull everyone in, you know?
Yeah, I want to start a line of privacy screens.
Privacy screens, maybe buy the normal privacy screen, but market it as privacy screens that won't ruin.
But can you put a privacy screen on your laptop?
I'm assuming that's a thing.
Because that would also be a good hack for dorm rooms. You wouldn't even have to use the masturbation box because you could just be watching disgusting, vulgar, ridiculous videos and nobody would know because you have a privacy screen on your laptop.
I feel like that... If it isn't a thing, it should be a thing. Because all those people that are going to get the HBO box, they should get a privacy screen. So then they can
want one just for airplanes, not because I watch... Wait, what'd you say?
Oh, because then they can watch the fisting videos without anyone seeing.
Yeah, without their family knowing. Yeah. I want a privacy screen just for airports, though, and airplanes, because I like watching just random shows that sometimes involve sex scenes. I'm not watching porn, don't get me wrong. That's probably illegal to do on a plane. But, like, even Girls Next Door, I was watching that, loving it. And then I get to the episode where the girls are posing for their Playboy cover, butt-ass naked in the cave. bottom of the Playboy mansion, and people, I don't want people behind me to think I'm some gross person.
I know, I'm not gonna hate on these privacy screens either. Like, even though I sometimes do, like, I understand why I could have one on my laptop / old phone, because if I'm in a public place but I want to go on HBO, like, there's this one show on HBO that I was trying to watch, but it was just like, you have to watch it on your own time, because it just feels uncomfortable watching it, like, with, like, your, like, mom or something.
That's most HBO shows.
Yeah, because it's, like, but then there's, like, sex scenes in the middle.
Yeah, I think
it's
that's,
like
a requirement. If you have an HBO show, like, you're going to be butt-ass naked, like, doing these intense sex scenes.
Yeah,
you know,
so,
I mean?
Like, in that, I get why you have a privacy screen, just because if someone walks behind you, you don't want them to, like, think that you're watching straight-up porn.
But then if you have, on the same hand, like we said last week, just the fact of you having a privacy screen on your laptop just makes you seem like a creep.
Yeah.
Like what are you? If I saw someone on an airplane with a privacy screen, I'd be like, they are watching something freaky.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you think, like, the president even has a privacy screen?
I mean,
or, like, the senators, or, like, important people? I don't know.
I don't know.
Because,
I doubt it.
Yeah, because if they do, like, it might add other stuff to the conversation.
I mean, for someone in the government, wouldn't it kind of make sense? Because, like, then they could be writing about top secret info.
Yeah.
Like, well, we're going to take the likes off Instagram, you know?
What do you feel about that, taking likes off Instagram?
Before I give my opinion, I actually want to bring this up. So, my God, what a natural segue.
Oh, my God.
I want to just share Nicki Minaj's take on Instagram likes being taken away. If you guys don't know, Instagram likes, they might... It said this week it was going to happen. So are they off yet?
Go to Instagram right now.
Oh my God.
I don't have
our
my
Instagram
phone.
Instagram likes off. This is urgent.
So I'm... Is it? I feel like
they're still there. Megan Fox's photo has 267,000 followers. I mean, likes. And I can
okay,
see
so
it.
They're still there and we're still jealous. I'm joking.
But... oh yeah, I'm so mad by seeing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's pissed.
Like seeing that, I'm just now mad. Just
okay,
kidding.
Okay, so...
But they're taking it off to help... mostly young people's mental health, which is probably a good thing, because apparently, remember we were watching that one YouTube video with Dr. Mike, and he said that young girls, especially young girls, but also some young guys who are like around the age of 12 are like suffering so much from Instagram.
Yeah, something like that. But the thing that, okay, the thing about this Instagram likes, I remember hearing that when they do it to the country, you can still go to your settings and do like a disable and you can see the likes. So
I want everyone to do that.
But the thing that, I don't know if that's a thing like that they're doing anymore, but I remember when I first heard about it, hearing that like automatically you can't see the likes, but you can change it to seeing the likes. So I don't know if they're doing that or how it works, but let's
also
continue.
Like, isn't the reason why people are like, it affects their mental health, isn't it because everyone looks so fake on Instagram? Like they Facetune their photos and like they have these perfect bodies and perfect lives. Isn't that why? Is it the likes? I don't even think...
I mean, I understand the taking away likes just because, I don't know, like, people might compare themselves to other... Like if you went to high school and, like, one of your friends got 200 likes but you got 150, like, maybe it affects you somehow.
I remember on MySpace back in the day, you would do like for like. Like, people still do that on Instagram, but, like, you would comment on someone's photo, like, write, like, oh, my God, this is so cute, and then say... like back or something like that, and then they would like your MySpace photo.
Oh yeah, so
I guess maybe that's a way to solve it instead of taking away the likes. Just have people go back if you want to get more likes.
Like
just
like.
Do like for like with people.
Or download bots.
Yeah, but Nicki Minaj has. I'm just confused. I hope that you understand it, Jacob, because I'm confused about what she's trying to say.
I did read this, but I don't get it. But
so,
say it again.
First of all, she said, "I'm not posting on IG after this week because they're removing the likes." What should I get into now? So basically, she's saying, I'm done with Instagram.
Move to Shots.
Oh, yeah. Is that still a thing, Shots? Remember, Justin tried hard to make that happen.
Promoted this Shots app, which was just basically Instagram, but only for selfies or something.
And you couldn't filter it or something.
Yeah, something like that, which I mean, the boy legit got a Shots account.
But Shot Studios is now a thing, and Lele Pons is the head of it. So I don't know where that happened, but she's now the head of Shots.
So they just transformed it into a media company?
I guess.
Whatever.
I don't know.
I mean, maybe it did do good in other places.
So, something, and then somebody replied to her something along the lines of, you can pay for, something about how you'll still be able to read, you'll still be able to access your analytics. So, like, you'll be able to tell, if, like, you're an influencer, you'll still be able to tell a brand, like, oh, my photos get this many likes, so you can still, we can still do brand deals and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she said, they will replace that too. You'll see. This isn't about how smaller companies will cope. It's why bigger, it's about why the bigger company is doing it. This is why musicians make so money. This is why no, musicians make no money. The labels and streaming services knew what to say to pacify us. And then she said, we are so easily pacified. And then she went on to say something about, like, now no independent people are going to be able to thrive or something. And then she said that people who are liking that they're removing likes, Instagram is telling them if they do that, they'll push them in the algorithm or something. And then she also said YouTube can add or take away a million views at any given moment. I'm just lost.
Okay, so, like, I'm trying to, I guess... It would hold indie artists because people can't see how known they are.
But you still can see their followers, right?
Yeah.
They're still going to be the explore page.
I'm pretty sure.
And then she said, they took away your engagements in the first place by disrupting the algorithm. Then they boost it to show you how much better this new iPhone is. I mean, how much better this new IG feature is. Let me guess. You don't believe your iPhone messes up when the new iPhone comes out. I know, I'm just confused. Like, it seems like so many... Now she's trying to weave in iPhone. I'm just confused about this conspiracy.
I want Nicki Minaj to come on and do a video because I feel like I'll understand it when the
video... I feel like if I actually sat down and heard her, maybe I'll understand it. But at this point, I'm just like, I don't know if it's that deep. But, like, maybe it is.
I mean, maybe it is, like, something... like, it doesn't sound intense to me right now, but maybe it is something where, like... The CEOs, like, want to pay people less somehow, and, like, they all joined. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, maybe this...
Wait, why, who would they be paying less, though?
So when you were reading it, this is what my mind said. What I was assuming was they take away the likes, and then they take away the engagement, so you can't show brands what your engagement is. So then the brands would pay less.
Would they care about the brands paying you less?
Because they just out teamed together us and said, we don't want to pay these influencers so much.
I just don't believe that. I don't think it's that. I think it's just literally they just wanted to help people's mental health.
I guess we'll see in the near future.
But who knows? Maybe we'll all be like, Nicki was on to it.
Yeah, I guess I'll see in the new near future to see if they are doing that.
Maybe Nicki Minaj is right and it's all one big plan to take away our money or something.
Yeah, so what... Like, I'm trying to... I feel like Instagram likes... Like, I'm trying to think how it would change how I look at Instagram. I don't... I mean...
Well, you'll still be able to see who you follow liked it.
Yeah, so I don't think it would change, like, the photos that I like. I guess it just would change, like... people are saying, like, no one will know if your photo flaps. So no one can make fun of you if your photo flaps. That's a big one, guys.
I just don't believe anyone's actually making fun of anyone for their photo flopping.
I guess it will enable people, it will, like, make people post more. Because if you post more frequently and then a photo does bad, you might think, like, oh, I should post less. But if you post more...
Yeah, maybe it actually will just make everyone be able to post more because they won't be so scared about likes. But who knows? Yeah. I feel like they're going to bring it back.
You think so? I feel like it's a for sure thing. Really? I just feel like it's not going to come back.
Like, what if YouTube took away the views?
Like, I feel like if YouTube took away views, it's different. Because...
Yeah, that would suck.
Because then... I don't know, but I guess it would be... It seems so weird, though. But I guess it could be cool. I have something to mention. So, a couple months ago, TLC, the famous channel...
Did you just drop your laptop?
Yeah, the famous channel. Actually, my mom watched it, and I remember being in the room when she was watching it and, like, watching the whole thing with her, like... And a couple of my sisters, but it's this TL. It was a special, so it's not actually a TV show, but it was a hour special that they did.
TLC did?
Yeah. It was called I'm pretty sure the Twin Sane Wedding, and it just is about identical girl twins that marry identical boy twins. Boy and girl, but like they're like in their 20s. They aren't little kids, but then they're also gonna live together and.
Oh my God.
Raise families together.
I'm writing this down in my notes because I heard about this, but I want to react to it for a video.
Because, yeah, and it's an actual thing. And I remember watching it and just thinking, oh my gosh, it's crazy. So I remember watching it. These two girls always wanted to marry two identical guys.
And the guys felt the same way?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And then they met at this like twin festival. festival. Oh my god. Yeah, because there was this twin festival or something, and they met each other, and
it was just love at first twin sight.
Yeah, and then people kept asking them. I guess the big question was like, are you guys gonna swap partners and stuff? But I'm. It's pretty.
They said not at least for the first decade.
Yeah, they didn't that say that, but weird, obviously like, I'm assuming they will.
I wonder when they first met them if they did switch a few times, though. Like, at first, like, Sarah was like, I'll be with Ben, but then, like, a weekend she was like, I kind of feel like Tatiana, you'd be better with Ben.
What I feel like
and
happened...
And then they swap, you know?
I feel like I didn't. I don't know. I don't remember what happened, but I feel like one of them, and then they introduced them to the other one. So then, like,
and
it isn't...
kind of like, you just have to date,
you know? Yeah, yeah, I feel like it was... kind of forced, like a little bit like, oh, just date, guys.
Well, that's so much fun. I know. Living together, it just sounds like a blast.
So, like, for me, I can't tell most identical twins apart, but I'm assuming they obviously can.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's, like, YouTube twins that I can't tell apart.
Who, though? Like the Dolan twins?
Like, the Dolan twins, like...
I don't even know that much about the Dolan twins, but I still can tell them apart.
Most of the time, like, sometimes in videos, like, I'm still, like, I can't... Yeah. So, yeah... So that's, like, a big thing, and I just wanted to let you guys know that. It's really interesting. Like, I wonder how many times
that
happened.
That just sounds, like, so much fun. But also, like, so awkward every time they go out to dinner. Everyone's like, oh, my God, two twins.
For some reason, it sounds fun, but it just sounds uncomfortable because, you know, other people make it into a gross thing.
Oh, yeah, like...
It's, like, you just... Like, even when I hold it, I was like, but do they all have sex or something?
You feel like, oh, one big foursome, but really, maybe not.
It's probably all just lovely, let's be honest.
Because also, like, that would just be gross. Like, they're siblings. Like, they aren't going to be like, oh, let's all do a foursome. Like, that's my sister. You know what I mean? Like, that would just take it to a whole other level.
Yeah, so there was this other TLC show about, like... twins that were connected.
I remember that. And
how
one
did
of them,
that work?
I remember one of them, I'm pretty sure, had a boyfriend and the other didn't. So, like, that would suck. Like, the other girl has to go to this other girl's dates all the time.
I know, and then...
She's like, can you please not go on a date with him tonight? Like, I just want to stay home.
If one of them was being... If your twin was being annoying, you couldn't even leave.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, that'd be... That's crazy. I remember watching that.
I don't even... Dating in that situation, I don't even know how that would work. Because... What is the other one supposed to just be like, I won't be here for your 1 year anniversary, but like she's there. So maybe she puts on earphones. Like that would just suck.
I feel like when that does, did they find a way to separate them? You guys, no, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, it's basically
conjoined twins.
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just conjoined twins.
But I think they were conjoined in a way where there was no way to separate them.
Oh, I guess just.
That was like an era for a while, conjoined shows.
Yeah, or just like, I guess it's still a thing now, but just people that are different from the normal, you know?
I know, TLC.
And like, they just found people that are like, will strike everyone's attention.
That's TLC in a nutshell. Like, they went through like, I remember they went through a conjoined stage and like a little person stage.
Isn't that still on like little person blank?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's good. We can tell the different parts of the different lives, you know?
Yeah, am I recommended? My YouTube recommended a couple months ago. There was like that Little People show. One of them made a rap song, and it was like them bragging about being rich and famous, and it was so fun to watch.
I remember the blonde girl.
I forgot. I think it was, and like they did a YouTube video of them just in their driveway.
I think she was one of bragging. Miley's backup dancers.
Whose?
Miley's.
For real?
Because you know, like in the We Can't Stop era, Miley had a lot of like Little People backup dancers.
I don't remember that, but
it happened.
Okay.
So, next up, I just want you to know, oh, by the way, we're kind of doing the same format as last week where we just tell random facts, because we thought that was fun.
Yeah, but, like, this one's more like big old ideas. We, like, jumped into it this episode.
Oh my god, literally, is this a professional show?
I know, we really did.
This isn't...
No like a... intro, bitches!
So, I just want to talk about the TI thing, because apparently... T.I.'s daughter unfollowed him after it was revealed that he's talked about her hymen.
Yeah, so...
Basically, if you guys don't know, I'm sure you do, because it's literally everyone's given their opinion. T.I. went on some podcast and said, my daughter's hymen better not be broken. I'm going to make sure she's a virgin. So I guess, like, periodically he'll just,
you
like...
You literally just read the quote. That's so funny.
Periodically he'll put a post-it note on her door and be like, gyno tomorrow, and he'll bring her to the gynecologist, and then they'll examine the daughter's hymen to make sure it's not broken and she's still an innocent virgin.
Yeah, like I'm just out of the internet was in rage. Just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, when I first heard it, I was like, this has to be a joke. Like, he was definitely kidding. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, everyone's taking out of context. He was 100% joking. But then I watched the clip and I'm like, I don't think he is kidding.
Yeah, because the way that I found out about it was from Iggy Azalea, because Iggy Azalea used to be managed by T.I. and she always like throws shade on him on Twitter. So then I saw her tweet something like, I knew he's always been an asshole or something. So then... that's how I found out about it.
Oh my gosh. Well,
yeah, so obviously everyone just thought it was disgusting.
And I guess the daughter now has liked a bunch of tweets being like calling him disgusting and saying
I saw that, yeah.
So I guess it isn't a joke.
So
I'm on his side. I'm just kidding.
I don't know because like I just never thought about that till this. Like I don't know how to explain it. Like it just was so surprising, something like that.
I know. I'm gonna do that with Luna, my dog.
Oh, can you pitch?
When she goes to like the dog hotel, and when I'm on vacation and she's with all the other dogs, like afterward, I'm gonna be like, she better still be.
I feel like she gets wild at the dog hotel.
I know. Maybe she does like just get down.
I know. She's like, give me the pills, give me the Viagra. You know what I mean? Like there's this. Yeah, I just picture her like get down.
I know she views it as like a prostitution hotel.
Yeah, like I just picture her like cigarette in the mouth, like $5. not $5, like a piece of bacon, you know?
A piece of bacon.
Okay, but on a lighter note, Miranda Cosgrove.
On a lighter note,
you know, like lighter note because we just talked about hymen. Transitions, a PowerPoint.
I know. I feel like we're presenting
a power fucking point. Now I understand because in English class, we had to do this like 30-minute presentation once.
By yourself?
Yeah.
What?
But when she said it, we were like, what? But then like she made it easy because you could like do PowerPoint, you know, and then you could do a game. So like, you know how if you do a PowerPoint, you can drag it on for 10 minutes.
But 30 minutes?
Yeah, legit.
Oh my God. What was that? Was this a speech class or what was this?
Just English.
She just really wanted to take up time in class, not have to teach.
That's what I was kind of thinking too. But okay, Miranda Cosgrove, iCarly, of course. So she's on a new CBS show.
Oh my God, really?
But she's it's not an acting gig. She's the host of Mission Unstoppable, which talks about scientists
Wait, she's a game show host?
I guess it's about like goals in science and scientists.
Well, that's so cool.
Yeah, the way I found out
about little kids and like little kid scientists, or
I don't know. I just know that it's about science and it's like she's hosting it and it's supposed to help girls know that they can do science too.
Oh my God. I love it.
Yeah, so the reason why I found out about this was from rapper Lil Pump. Because he quoted a photo of Miranda and said, I still want to date you or something. So then I went to Miranda's profile, and then that was her pinned tweet.
Isn't Lil Pump like obsessed with Miranda Cosgrove?
Yeah, I think like his one of his jokes is like wanting to fuck Miranda Cosgrove.
Wait, so I wonder if she ever responded?
I don't think she has responded, but this...
Maybe, like, on the down low, like, on the side she responded, and they, like, are just secretly hooking up.
Yeah, because the thing about Miranda Cosgrove is that somehow, somewhere, she just became, there's so many memes involving her. There's that one, and then there's some mean ones. So, like, I'm assuming she's just so used to all of it by now.
I doubt her. She doesn't even read any of, like, her mentions or anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because she might know, and maybe they are low-key dating. Who knows?
So you heard it here first. Miranda Cosgrove and Lil Pump are banging.
Yeah, it's really intense that we have the Fox Hill on the show.
The next really important thing I want to talk about is Miley Cyrus is undergoing vocal cord surgery.
Oh.
And she's not going to...
That wasn't sarcastic. I actually feel bad. That sounds like I'm just being an asshole.
Like such an asshole. Remember, you accidentally did that in public the other day. We were like at the mall and there was a singer performing. And you're like, you said it in a way where it sounded like you were joking about her being a good singer.
Like there was this performer singing, and then I said, She's so good at singing. But in the moment, I legit thought she was good at singing. But
somehow it came out as like
it just sounds fake. So fake. And this, same with this Miley thing. Like when I read it, I actually do think like, oh, that sucks for her. But like when I said it, it sounds like you're just being an asshole.
But apparently she won't be able to speak for several weeks, which honestly sounds that terrifying. That sounds
scary. You have to have a whiteboard next to you.
How would you go on? Not being able to talk?
I've seen like there's these apps. Because like in one of my classes, there was this girl who got in a car wreck and she couldn't open her jaw. I'm not joking.
I'm not laughing about that.
No, but the reason why I'm laughing about you laughing is because there was like actually like, like, and I don't know why I'm talking about this, but like those people like making fun of her, like so many people. But
I'm literally not laughing at that. I'm laughing because that was so unexpected. Like I was just talking about this lighthearted thing, like Miley Cyrus, like obviously that's so sad she's going through a vocal cord surgery, and that does suck that you can't talk about.
Yeah,
like,
so
when
I
when you
just,
said that, like honestly that's so sad she was in a
I know, like if she's watching this, like I feel.
But the most effed up thing, it's so effed up that I laughed, but I swear it was just out of uncomfortableness. But also, people made fun of her.
You're like, I was saying,
that is so mean.
I don't know. Like it was lighthearted. But
like what they say.
I don't know, but
is it like Silent Sarah? Like what did they say?
I don't know.
They do little jokes, just like
yeah, just like little jokes. Like it's not like they're like bullying.
But did she laugh?
No, it was like in our own group.
Oh,
like I was part of.
Wait, so
of
how'd she communicate?
But yeah, that's what I was gonna say. There was this. I feel like so weird talking. Like I feel like she's watching, but she's not.
I mean, we feel so bad for her. But obviously is recovered now, right?
Yeah, she had like this app where you type what you're saying, and then it says it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm just like, that was a serious. Okay, yeah, so that's what. But
so that's
Miley
what Miley's
going to
go do.
Through that.
And also that brought me to another related link that Shakira went through the same vocal cord surgery and she became a bitter and miserable person.
Shakira?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I feel like you'd be an ultra asshole.
She's surprised her husband stayed with her. Because she just like became horrible. You
just
know what
like,
I mean?
But how was she horrible if she couldn't talk? Like she just pinched him?
Maybe she'd write on the texting thing like
fuck you,
like this you suck, like leave, like you're so annoying.
Can you
stuff.
Eat though?
Well, these people can eat, but like that girl with the closed jaw, obviously she couldn't.
Yeah, but these people can eat though.
Should we start this over? Because I feel bad smiling. I'm not laughing at it, but now
no. The reason why I understand why you're laughing.
Should we cut this out?
No, because I feel like they can understand too. The reason why you're laughing, I think the reason why you're laughing and the reason why I'm smiling is because other people made fun of it.
No, I'm laughing because I know I can't. And then now that I knew it was bad to laugh, my body just laughed. It's like laughing in church or
I don't
something.
Think we need to start it over. I feel like the damage is done.
The damage is whatever. I guess this is our last podcast. I'm so sorry.
This is our last podcast.
But you know, like I remember this also being back when I went to Catholic school, like all the time in church, I'd be laughing during the most serious parts because it was just so uncomfortable. Like in the middle of like a serious presentation in school, like I would try so hard not to laugh because I just knew I couldn't. So then I was, you know what I mean?
Yeah, in school, there was horrible times. Like, well, I tried so hard not to laugh. Like, one of my teachers told me, this is so bad. Like, this is so bad. One of my teachers told me, like telling the class that, like, their, like, sister had a really bad disease. And, like, for some reason, I couldn't keep a smoke out of my face. And I'm not a sociopath, I think.
No, but that's, like, it's already been studied. There's been studies. Like,
I think
it's
we've
just
talked about
literally
this.
Because of being uncomfortable. Like, it doesn't mean you're a bad person. It's just literally, like, you don't know how to respond and you feel uncomfortable probably with just expressing it. So you just laugh.
Yeah, yeah. It's normal. Everyone can relate. That's how we relate.
But what was I going to say?
In a situation where you laughed?
In school, sometimes, like, I'd be holding in a laugh that, like, it would hurt so bad pinching myself. And then it would come out in little bursts where it just sounded like I was having an issue.
Oh.
And then people would look at me and be like, what's going on? And then, like, that would make me stop laughing because I'm like, okay, now.
Now I'm like, whoa.
But, like, it would come out in little bursts and then, yeah, it was
bad. Something else that I thought of. I would also laugh. And, no, but this wasn't as embarrassing because everyone would. Was when... I don't know if this happened to you, but if one person was talking really loud or just someone did something bad, the teacher would get so mad and say, why are you smiling? And then the whole class, like, so hard not to laugh.
Oh, yeah.
That's just, like, an obvious one, though. So Miley, is she going to still make music? Or just after?
After the several weeks. But honestly, that sucks. Like, if not being able to talk, that would be horrible.
I know. So, a question that I Googled, because I was wondering this. I was... Do you wonder? I saw just all your I remember, but today I saw it again. Remember, you know how why are grandmas associated with cookies?
What?
Like that's a big question. Like why are grandmas associated with cookies?
But grandma, our grandma fully follows. She fully follows the stereotype.
I know she bakes cookies and they're delicious.
There's just always cookies in the fridge and they're so good.
And she always gives us cookies.
But has she done that her whole life? We have to ask mom.
I know. So the thing is also. Yeah, let's call her. And also, about this cookie thing, those brands that embrace the cookie thing. Like, have you seen those grandma's cookies at the store?
Oh, I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, there's like grandma's cookies. So.
Oh, hello?
Hello?
Oh, we're doing the. Are you busy right now?
No, I'm just driving from work.
Oh, we're doing the podcast and we had a question to ask to solve a problem.
Okay, and I'll be on the podcast?
Oh, yeah, we're on it. You're live right now. 50 million viewers.
Oh, my gosh.
So, basically, Jacob brought up a really important question of why does everyone associate cookies with grandmas?
Yeah.
And then we realized, oh, our own grandma, your mom, is like, she follows the stereotype. She always has cookies. But has she always had cookies has she always had cookies available her whole life, or is it just when she became a grandma?
No, it was when she became a grandma. When I was little, she didn't always have cookies. It seriously is. And last week, I was over there, and that's the first thing I did is I went and got some cookies.
So she literally started just because she became a grandma?
Yeah, I think so.
So
oh, my gosh, but now that you're a grandma, you haven't done it.
I don't know.
Oh, my God, that's
maybe
something.
I always have good toys and stuff, so that's my thing.
Oh, you're the toy grandma.
Oh, the toy grandma.
I'm like the new hip grandma.
You don't have to follow the stereotype.
No, but do you think I'll win a People's Choice Award after being on this tonight?
Probably. Best podcast cameo, most memorable moment.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Did you watch that last night?
No, I just saw that Jennifer Aniston made everyone cry and stuff because she's so sweet and everything.
What'd she do?
Oh, I guess Adam Sandler was saying how sweet she is and da-da-da, and she's everybody's best friend. And yeah.
Oh, my God. She's just such a happy person.
I know, and she said if it wasn't for Friends and all the five people she worked with on the cast, she wouldn't have this award, and she wouldn't be who she is, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Aw.
That's cute. Yeah.
All right, well.
Wait, I have one more question. Did you actually watch Friends?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Isn't that terrible?
I never did either. I do have some friends who watched it, but it seems like everyone's obsessed, but I've never seen an episode.
Same with
I've
me.
I've seen a few episodes, but I was busy raising kids and working nights and stuff, so, you know, I just didn't do that stuff.
Oh, you didn't have time for it.
I didn't have time. Nope.
All right, well, thank you for guest hosting.
Have fun with your People's Choice Award, and we'll send you 20% of the money that we made from this podcast.
Oh, my gosh. I'll probably be able to retire then.
Yep.
Okay,
love you. Bye, love
you. All right, well, the case is closed. Our grandma, she claims that she's a happy cookie woman, but she literally just did it because she became a grandma and got the grandma guidebook and said, I guess I have to be a cookie woman.
Now that's fucked up.
I don't trust anything about grandma now. What else did she just start doing because she thought she had to?
Did she start, I don't know, something else, I don't know. But the new, instead of grandma's cookies, it should be grandma's computer. Because our kids care about our computers and iPads.
Oh, yeah, but they all have their own, probably.
Yeah, so I guess the second computer.
Or grandma's YouTube, her YouTube TV, and you can watch all the slime videos.
Yeah, like cookies are out of date. I'm joking.
Oh, yeah, no, nowadays grandkids can't eat cookies because they're, you know what I mean, unhealthy.
Gluten-free stuff.
Oh, vegetables. Grandma's veggies.
Oh, yeah, grandma's celery.
Oh, yes.
I actually do have... another thing to bring up that we're all wondering, just it's kind of boring, but we need to bring it up.
Beyond meat.
That was the most I'm stepping up my pussy.
Was that planned or is that just this amazing transition? We were talking about vegetables and now beyond meat.
Oh yeah, beyond meat. By the way,
I'm not
gonna say it was on my notes.
Oh my, that just proves that this all is meant to be.
But can we start over? Okay. About I actually what? Have an important topic to bring up. I'm done with saying, oh, it's not bad. It's kind of boring. I'm actually going to make it important.
Do it.
Okay. Beyond Meat. So, somehow it bleeds. They sell it at all these places. There was a scandal about Burger King using the same grill to cook the actual meat.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny. Like, why would you expect Burger King to be high class?
Yeah. It kind of grosses me out that it bleeds.
I don't get how they do it.
Yeah, like, it kind of grosses me out because I'm like, I don't know. It just is like, I just feel like, is that dye? Because, like, at least with real meat, it's like, oh, that's just the natural meat. But, like, this fake meat bleeds. It's like, so you put red goo in there?
But here's the one thing. Do you think they dye the actual meat anyway? Because this is just me using my own two eyes. This is no research. But we were at Egg Slut the other day, and I got a turkey sausage. No lie, it was green. But why is sausage, when you buy it from Walmart or another place, not green? So do they put dye in it? And Egg Slut's more natural?
Or maybe Egg Slut was completely rotten.
Yeah, so... But I guess it's made out of, you might be wondering, how do they make it? It's made out of, like, vegetable proteins, like soy, all these other things. And it's supposed to taste like an actual burger. And the most interesting thing was that KFC is testing it. So they're going to, like, I don't know how they're going to incorporate, like, the chicken Beyond Meat, because they make chicken too. But I'm excited to see how that goes.
I want to try it because I haven't tried it.
Yeah, and I don't think... I guess I had a bite of it, but that doesn't count. I want to try.
When did you have a bite?
The drag place, Amy's.
Oh, Hamburger Mary's.
Yeah, Hamburger Mary's. I had a bite, but not that much. At a couple bites, but yeah, but
if it tastes exactly the same, why not? It's just as unhealthy. Like, obviously, it's more healthy to not eat red meat, but it has the same amount of, like, fat and calories and everything.
I guess, like, it's good though.
Yeah, at least you aren't killing an animal.
Yeah. This made me think, do you think there's fake fish? Because that kind of sounds weird to me.
They, like, have to put a gross scent on
it. Yeah, that kind of sounds weird to me.
I know, that is just... No.
Wrong.
I don't support it.
I want to find out if that's a thing, though. Yeah, I am going to pull a full-on not stamp that approval.
Also, before we sign off, I have to say a good congratulations to Jade, because she ran a marathon. Go her for finishing. Oh, she ran a half marathon.
She emailed us about it.
Half.
But still, like 13 miles.
That's still amazing. I'm totally kidding. I could never run. I could never run even a quarter of a marathon. What would if a half is 13, a quarter, I've never ran 6 miles.
What's her name again?
6.5 miles. Her name is Jade. She ran a half marathon, and she finished with the strength I mustered from listening to your... I think she listened to our podcast as she was running.
Are you kidding?
That is amazing. Go you, Jade.
Okay, Jade. Do another half marathon and listen to this. I'm joking. I could never do two.
I wonder if, like, it was a joyful experience listening to us, or, like, when you know when you're running and you've been running so long that you're kind of, like, just mad. Like, I wonder if she was like, ugh.
It's like they all fought, but
she was
tired.
Taking out her stress on us.
Which is understandable.
But
yeah.
Honestly, go you. I could never run a quarter marathon, half marathon, full marathon. So go you, girl.
I'm going to start training tomorrow.
Let's race.
Let's race.
I'm going to race, Jade.
I know. We're going to race. Okay. See you on the flip side. And the flip side is where the boggle ends.
Beyond Meat, thanks for sponsoring.
Bye.